Tonight we're going to boggle your mind. Two special guests, one each half hour, then they'll both join us next hour for phone calls, talking about things that really could surprise you, could shock you as well, as they channeled an individual, an entity called PAX, P-A-X, who has some urgent messages for humanity. And we'll get into this in a moment, first with Penelope Jean Hayes on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Our first guest for this half, Penelope Jean Hayes, founder of the Viral Energy Institute for Personal, Interpersonal, and Planetary Well-Being. She's a television contributor, speaker, author. The book is called Do Under Earth, It's Not Too Late. Penelope is also an activist for saving our planet and protecting our species, an advocate for compassion towards animals, by the way, and that's a good thing. She taps into spiritual wisdom through a process that she calls osmotic energy balancing, which is the type of cognizant meditation that allows her to access and channel her stream of higher self-consciousness. She hosts a podcast show with the contagious and viral energy, and simply called Penelope, available on iTunes and iHeartRadio. Plus, she's a co-host of a new podcast called Spiritual Yada. Penelope, welcome to the program.
George, good morning.
I've been looking at all your work. Fantastic work, by the way. And thank you for what you do for the animals.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for what you do.
Many, many years ago, I was on a date with a woman who we were having dinner, and we were talking about animals and pets, and I happen to have a Labrador. And she said, oh, I hate dogs. They're stinky. Oh, and I got up, I paid the bill, and I left.
Not surprised.
Who would hate an animal?
Well, I guess there are some. Not for you, though, right?
Absolutely. Well, tell me a little bit more about yourself, and then in about 20 minutes or so, I'm going to bring in Carol, the channeler, and then both of you for phone calls next hour. But tell us a little bit more about you.
Sure. So you did a lovely introduction. Thank you for that. I study something called viral energy, and viral energy is the contagious nature of energy in social interaction and the environments all around us. So we know that a smile is contagious. Laughter is infectious, but also the negatives are that way too. So viral energy, in fact, all energy is viral energy. That's kind of the first thing to know. And so there's a full range of the light and the heavy. So I've spent a lot of time studying this and its applications to our relationships, but also to planetary wellness. It's really interesting that these energies actually can develop into pockets. And we're speaking of animals, so I'll use the example factory farming. So the factory farming industry can actually leave, and other things such as wars and all of these strifes, can leave these masses or tumors of energy. So in that case, it's a heavy energy. And when I spoke with PAX, and we'll get to that, but when I spoke with PAX and Do Unto Earth, just wanting to see what he thought of this, he affirmed it and said, not only are there masses of heavy energy upon the earth, but that they are visible from space. And so pursuing that line, what it turns out is that they're palpable. For those that can sense energy, that are sensitive to energy, they are so large that they can be sensed from space.
Now, when you went to Carol, the channeler,
yes,
how did the PAX entity come about?
Yes. Well, Carol is a spirit channeler, and she does sessions for clients. She lives in British Columbia, and I'm in southern Florida. And I had been acquainted with Carol. We were introduced. Someone had recommended that I go to her for a session, is how it all started. So my questions were surrounding, my first book is called The Magic of Viral Energy, and the idea was the second book would be a continuation of that, but on a planetary scale rather than just personal and interpersonal. And that book was scheduled to be titled Do Unto Earth. And after a few sessions with Carol, all of my questions were surrounding, you know, this next book. Would it get published? You know, just looking for advice and wisdom on that. And then one day, Carol contacted me and said that PAX wanted to offer wisdom and support to the Viral Energy Institute. And so we started, it was kind of just started as, of course, that was really exciting. And it started as a questions, and I would send questions to Carol, who would channel PAX. And one of those first questions was surrounding what you're asking, and it was, you know, I want to know who exactly are you. So my background is in journalism, amongst other things. And I'm a really inquisitive mind, so I needed to know a little bit more about this spirit entity that I was speaking with. And the answer came back, we are one with the universe, not the universe alone. We are the divine universe, yes, and the God being and the greater wisdom, that which knows and supports all and is healing, non-judgmental and tolerant, all-seeing, all-knowing, and peace. So blow me over with a feather. So the name Pax actually was, I said, well, can I have a moniker to call you? Because that's pretty long. So he said, you can call me Pax, and it means peace.
That's fantastic. Now, with Pax, is it an entity that had died? Is it a spirit? Is it an ET? What might it be?
Great question. It was exactly my question, too. I had wondered in the back of my mind, like, is this Jesus reincarnated or some other prophet? You know, who is this exactly? And he said, and we use he just because Carol has used he over the years, but it's more of a they. It's a, you know, a consciousness. And he said that, no, we've never walked your earth. We are spirit alone, and we are the universe. We are the greater wisdom. We are the God being. But he was really careful to say not God, but God being. And there's a different connotation because we can go wrong with the word God. And he said, you know, other religious traditions might use Allah, Shiva, universal energy. So to be really careful with that, to be inclusive of everyone, because his message is for everyone. So never walk the earth, and basically you would say the entirety of the spirit world is what Pax is, and the God being, as he introduced himself.
And Carol has been channeling Pax since the 1990s, right?
Yes.
It's ongoing now?
Oh, yes. If she still channels for clients, and, you know, they hadn't got into the subject of environmental healing. So the book Due Unto Earth, which is this gorgeous 450-page book, was, you know, the questions were from my consciousness. So when Pax had asked Carol to contact me, it was because of what I was working on. So environmental healing, and that has gone into so many things because, you know, George, if you've got the God being in front of you, what are you going to ask is really what it is.
Right.
You know, and so it was lots of questions of human curiosity, and Pax said, you know, I can see that the way to your people is through your curiosities, so have at it.
Has Pax ever gone through Carol before for someone else, or are you the first one?
I am the first one. She channels for clients, you know, as a spirit channeler,
sure.
Questions that they have, and they did. Carol and Pax did a couple of children's books together that were channeled, but not for anything else like this. So, of course, I mean, this is a huge honor. And I actually did ask the question, you know, why me? And so it had started as Wisdom for the Viral Energy Institute. And in a short period of time, we realized that this is actually the book that I was working on, Due Unto Earth. And so Pax had confirmed that. But I asked, you know, why me? You know, why are you helping what I'm doing? And he said that, Penelope, you have a lot of questions. There will be no end to your questions, and they are all centered around your purpose, and that purpose is the wellness of planet Earth and also the wellness of animals and the wildlife of our planet and planet extinction and these things. And really, George, that's where it stems from for me, is that driving purpose. So that was the reason why.
And Penelope, there seems to be an urgency behind Pax's messages. What could that be?
Yeah, and it was one of the questions, kind of like also, why now? You know, why are you trying to get through to humankind now? And Pax said that we have 8 to 12 years before a fail-safe point is reached for the wellness of planet Earth.
Oh, geez.
And that fail-safe point doesn't mean it's the end of the world in 8 to 12 years, but it does mean that if we don't change our ways drastically then and continue on the same trajectory, that in that 8 to 12 years, then you do reach that point of no return. And so the book Due Unto Earth is filled with, it's not a usual environmental book at all because it's not listing kind of this litany of issues. It's direct answers, like something I've never heard before. You know, I've read a lot of spiritual books and environmental books and even channeled books. I've never heard anything like this before in terms of the specificity of what to do.
When we take calls next hour with you and Carol, can she at any moment channel Pax where people can call and talk to PACs, or does she not do that?
She doesn't. Her method is automatic writing. So
okay.
When we do this, I send questions, and then she does a channeling session. She kind of goes into what she describes as a semi-conscious state and channeling, and then afterwards she doesn't remember what was channeled. And so another reason why I actually do a lot of, you know, talking about her book, because she doesn't have the memory of what was channeled afterwards.
That's almost a little like Edgar Cayce. Once he talked about his therapies and they recorded them, that was it.
Yeah.
They were gone. Now, you've talked about in the book, there's a chapter called The Secret Lives of Extraterrestrials.
Oh, yeah.
What are your thoughts on that, and what does PAX tell you about that?
Oh, gosh, a lot. First of all, they're interesting in that they have humor, they have art, they have music. There's a lot of things that you wouldn't have necessarily associated with extraterrestrials. In terms of crop circles comes to mind. So I asked, you know, are crop circles really, you know, ETs, or, you know, what's with the crop circles? And he says that, yes, it's their play, and that they make it with the thrusters on their vehicles, and that they turn the thrusters in different ways, and it creates these patterns, and that this is to them humor, and that they're saying, like, you know, we're here. So, and they don't visit us anymore. That's a big topic, too. They buzz by, as he says. They buzz by all the time.
Well, there seems to be a really slowing down of these ET cases, not like they were in the 40s and 50s.
Mm-hmm. Because of our attitude towards them, our intentions, our fear. And he says, you know, PAX does say and do unto Earth that this is what's going on, that they are friendly. In fact, they're our ancient ancestors, and that they want to help us, and they would like to help us advance our civilization and our technology and our overall, you would say, spiritual evolution. And that they kind of stand back right now because of the way we are. You know, we're just kind of a mess right now, and have some people have a warring nature, and there's certainly a lot of fear and governments acting in fear. And what happened at Roswell in 1947 is that the U.S. government shot down one of 8 craft that arrived that day. So they, since then, have really stood back. And so they're watching us. They want to see how our civilization is developing. And I said, well, what do they, you know, want to see about us? Like, what are they interested in, our technology that was obviously laughable? And he said, to look at the word civilization, to break it apart, that they're looking to see how civil we're being.
Did they seed us?
Yes, they star-seeded us. So one of the very first questions that I had for PAX when we started this journey was, that, you know, some people think that humans are aliens to this planet because we live so out of balance with nature. Are we, in fact, aliens to this planet? And I was not expecting the answer at all. And he said, indeed, you originate from light years away, that you were star-seeded here. And that not only that, but we were star-seeded from many planets in faraway galaxies, that it wasn't just one seeding from one people's, that it was many different peoples. And he said, to look at the way your people on Earth, you know, look different cultures, different languages, different looks, and that these are, you know, descendants of the different peoples from different planets.
That's amazing work, Penelope, that you've done, and Carol, too. I'm looking forward to talking to her, and I'm looking forward to phone calls next hour from our incredible audience that... Is there with PAX a concern of anything, not the urgency that we were talking about, but some kind of other kind of concern? I mean, does COVID-19 come up or anything like that?
Yeah. When we were writing Due Unto Earth, PAX basically, I like to say, interrupted our usual broadcast for information on COVID. And that's exactly what happened. We were in the middle of writing. We're in this amazing flow. And it was sort of like, well, wait a minute, hold everything. I have information for your population on COVID. And what happened was 2 other books were written as a result of that. They're called The Likely Future, Volumes 1 and 2. And the crux of it is that he's offering, among other things, where to look for a vaccine. And he refers to like a universal vaccine. So that the virus has now... become many different viruses, really. And he said when people have the loss of sensory perception, loss of taste and smell, that that indicates one of the less volatile strains that will not affect the lungs. And then there are, you know, there's so many symptoms with this COVID, and that as it has mutated within the body as it goes around the world, and so there's all of these different viruses now, so that one vaccine wouldn't necessarily be able to handle or cover those. And he said, look to the old polio drugs. He said, look to what was successful for polio, and that this will be a neurological interrupter. And in fact, once found, it will also be effective for Parkinson's disease, another neurological disease. And another big thing, George, was he says that the coronavirus inserts into the cells of the body something called anemones. That's A-N-E-N-O-M-I-E-S. And anemones are latent buds. And so he was telling us this way back when, you know, COVID first hit the United States, and mm-hmm. he said that it doesn't go away. It basically goes dormant in the body, and that people can experience a second experience of COVID and a third. So now we're hearing people popping up around the world saying that they caught coronavirus for the second time. And Pax says, no, it's not that they caught it again, but that it had never left the body. So it goes dormant and then can rebloom.
Your book, Do Under Earth, deals with a lot of subjects that we talk about, Penelope, on this program. I mean, you talk about Atlantis, Bigfoot, UFOs, and all those things. And did they all originate from Pax?
Yes. The whole book is, so all of the questions are mine, and all of the answers are Pax. And yes, and so he let me just go where I wanted to go in my consciousness. And it was a book, it is a book on environmental repair, but also on personal repair, unity among our peoples. And then, as I said, there's just so many, when we talk about black holes, we talk about Bigfoot. I mean, it just goes on. And this is because he just let me ask anything. And then at the end of the book, you find out that all of these things are actually tied in a lot of ways. So to understand a lot of these things, the cosmology of the universe, are inception as star-seeded peoples, all of these things are not just curiosities, but they're important because the ETs, our ancient ancestors, he calls them OPAs, other planetary ancestors, says that, you know, they're trying to help us. And if we can raise our consciousness and, you know, have better intentions, that we will then be opened up to all of the technologies that we're looking for, the fuel solution to interstellar travel at light speed. All of these things are there for us, but we're being blocked right now. So, you know, it's not just ETs or a curiosity. It's that this is actually imperative and pivotal to our advancement.
Is Bigfoot real?
Yes.
Based on Pax?
Yes, yes. And the...
What is it?
Yeah, the peoples that were star-seeded had different, you know, they came in different varieties, so these different peoples. And they also brought these helpers that were a sort of a primate, but totally different than the primates that are on Earth.
Oh, boy, they left them behind, didn't they?
Yeah, left behind and also have interbred with people. So that's the Bigfoot.
Interesting. I want to talk about the Bermuda trial. I think what I'm going to do is keep you with Carol. Is that okay?
Perfect.
And then we'll both have you on for phone calls, because I'm going to talk with her a lot about Pax. But because most of these questions originated from you, she might not know all the answers that Pax gets said. But as you say, she gives it, but then she doesn't remember them all the time, right?
Yeah, and we're a great team like that. So she will she'll kind of divert to me if she doesn't have the answer.
And your website is your name?
PenelopeJeanHayes.com, and we also have PaxWisdom.com.
And her website is her name.
It is.
We've got that, too. Okay, stay with us, Penelope. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back with Carol Serene Borgens, and we're going to have her talk about Pax while you and I talk about the Bermuda Triangle, Atlantis, and some other things. And then we'll take calls next hour on Coast to Coast AM. The channeler, Carol Serene Borgens, joins us in just a moment as we talk about this incredible story of Pax the Entity. Penelope will stay with us, and we'll take calls with both of them next hour. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Penelope Jean Hayes will stay with us this half hour and with phone calls next hour. And we're bringing in the channeler now, Carol Serene Borgens, and she has been channeling the Spirit Energy PACs since the early 1990s, as we talked about when she was first contacted and asked to be in their Spirit Messenger list. The purpose for this connection was to ask that PACs' wisdom be channeled and put into book form, which it is. The Book of Called is called Do Unto Earth, so these messages could be shared with the world, and we're going to get into a lot of those. But let's bring Carolyn and Penelope. Your microphone is on with us, too, so you can chime in anytime you want. But hello, Carol.
Hello, George. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you. You were a channeler before PAX even showed up, right?
Yes, indeed, although not for very long. I had been studying all things metaphysical, and at that point in my life, I was wanting to learn channeling by automatic writing, which I was. And as I was sitting there one evening in communication with spirits that were just looking for any kind of contact, and I was writing their messages, suddenly everything in the room changed. The energy, I felt a different energy in my hand and arm. The handwriting changed dramatically, began to be large and flowing and quite beautiful. And suddenly I was looking at a message coming through from I did not know where. I was soon introduced to this visitor of mine, and there began our communication. It was magical, and I should tell you, since that time in the mid-1990s, I do not channel any other spirit energies. I ask for the spirit of PAX when I sit down to work, or he calls me because there's something to say. But I am completely directed to channel PAX only.
Now, Jane Roberts used to write about the Seth material, of course, Seth Speaks. Was that a channeling too, like that, with that automatic writing?
Yes and no. Yes, indeed, it was channeling, but no. Jane was a trance channel and a voice channel. She spoke. Seth came through her audibly. She spoke everything that came through her, and Jane's husband, Robert Butts, transcribed it all by longhand, all of those writings, those many, many volumes that they put together. She spoke it, he transcribed it in longhand, and then later put it into book form.
How do you know initially, Carol, that PAX is one telling you the truth or not trying to deceive you, you know, some kind of demon, for example? Not that PAX is, but how do you know?
No, that is such a good question, George. I would say that I know in every way possible to know the purity of intention. You know, I can start with the obvious. Mm-hmm. I've been channeling PAX since the mid-1990s. In doing work for people one-on-one, doing private readings, the permeating feeling through everything that PAX channels is love, whether it be in the books that Penelope and I are doing or whether it was right back at the beginning, it's love, and he is a teacher, and he teaches us and the human race. But his intention is that we all become our best, do our best, and in terms of what he has been telling us over the years, it has played out in time. For example, prophecies, you know, are now proven. But I know there is a love base and a purity of intention in this spirit. He is only here to be, as he calls us, a spirit messenger of truth or a spirit messenger of peace. PAX means peace. And he's here to share the universal wisdom that he wishes to bring for mankind as a whole. It's genuine and it's pure.
Now, when you do the channeling, and Penelope was submitting the questions to you, and then you go into some kind of altered state, what do you do?
It's a very slight altered state with me. I'm aware of everything that's going on in the room. That's why I have to ensure there's no ringing phones or turn down the radio, all of that. I ask for the presence of PAX. Before I begin, I do my usual protections for myself, and I have Penelope's questions, and it's very conversational. I read them out loud. I take them to PAX, and then for many years, I would write in his handwriting, not mine, responses. But the way I do it with Penelope is I've become able to channel directly onto the keyboard, so that speeds up the process.
Are you concerned with anything that PAX has passed on through you?
No. I can honestly say no. Concerned about the intent of it or judging or questioning what PAX has said?
Mm-hmm.
No, not at all. The only time I would question something, or Penelope and I together would question something, it would just be in the way of, wow, like, this is incredible. We don't know what's going to happen about this yet, but we trust it.
Let's bring you in, Penelope. Yeah, I want to ask you a few questions about some of the things PAX passed on through Carol. What did PAX say about the Bermuda Triangle?
Mm-hmm. This was really fascinating. He says that beneath the subterranean floor of the area called the Bermuda Triangle is an ET base, and it is a charging base, so it was designed for the purpose of recharging their craft. And he says that at the moment it's not an occupied base, so right now it's not being used, but it will again, he says. And that they brought a special mineral that is used for this charging from their home planet, and so it's not indigenous to Earth, and that is what's causing the anomalies and navigational equipment and causing things to kind of go awry. So what he says is what is useful for them is causing a problem for us. And so he says that we can actually ask for safe passage, and that through our intentions of asking Mother Earth for safe passage, that we will be granted.
Atlantis, real or not?
Atlantis and the continent of Lemuria were places that were not as exciting of a sinking situation as what we imagine. What was described is more of over time, water rises and civilizations have become buried, some under dirt, some under the seafloor. So they indeed were places, but not in the way that we think of they would within a matter of a couple of days or a couple of weeks sink.
You called earlier PAX the God being. Did you talk about God through Carol?
Yes. It was one of those things that trying to define PAX, and God being was one of his descriptors for himself. And when I had kind of said God and kind of put that back to PAX, he said, well, wait a minute, God being and God are two different things. And so it was just to be very careful to be inclusive of all religions. But we do speak a lot of, he gives us a lot of information about the spirit world and, you know, what happens after death. By the way, animals also go to heaven and reincarnate and have souls, that all beings, including animals, have souls. So there's a lot of deep questions about God in terms of the nature of God and the whole universe as a living organism.
What would you say, Penelope, might have been one of the most profound questions you asked Carol through to get the PAX?
There are so many.
Where to begin?
Well, you know, just off the top, we ask for the solution to interstellar travel at light speed. We ask for the solution to plastic. So plastic is this huge problem on planet Earth, and we have these floating islands of plastic.
Plastic, sure thing. They seem to connect with each
garbage
other.
Patch. And so if we could change, so in terms of profound for the purpose of healing our planet, if we could change just this one thing, plastic is made out of crude oil, and even our carpets are made out of plastic, and polyester clothing is made out of plastic in contact with food, and plastic's now just everywhere. The phone we're holding is plastic. And these off-gas, so not only are they forever chemicals that never go away and can't return to the earth, they off-gas toxins. You think about the PVC piping in our homes, that now all of the plumbing is with the PVC. So PVC is the most toxic of all plastics. And so the solution was given that everything that we're currently making out of plastic can instead be made out of hemp cellulose, and that this one thing would change so much on our planet. So in terms of profound, he also gives us a ton of breadcrumbs, as I said, to the future fuels, and that it won't be liquid fuel, that we'll be done with liquid fuel, that that's not the way of the future. And he actually even says that solar was intended to be the next thing, and it's already really not. So that was kind of interesting. But that the future fuel will be a no-fuel solution. And again, one of these things, we haven't been past our own moon. And why is that? You know, we're being blocked by the spirit world, that the technologies will be revealed to us when we're ready and when we have the right intentions. But he does give us a lot, and he said that, you know, there'll be more to come. But for now, he speaks of hydrogen and splitting the hydrogen atoms. He speaks of fusion and fission, and that these would be the catalyst to get up into the atmosphere. But that once in deep space, that this fuel, this no-fuel fuel, is actually found in dark matter.
Interesting. And Carol, your decision to channel only PAX is for what reason?
It fulfills my needs completely, whether it be a private reading for an individual or wisdom for a book. There is no need for me to look elsewhere. Further, my comfort level in this, after all these years, is such that it's almost like having a best friend and deciding to go around them and see if somebody else could give you maybe better information. It is just that level of comfort with the information that comes through me, continuing to grow and deepen. And Pax has a wonderful sense of humor, too, which makes working with him quite enjoyable. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it's all that has ever been needed, George.
Is it a hassle to deal with other entities all at the same time?
No, I don't think it is. For many channelers, they do, in fact. It's like having different entities serve different purposes, some with an interest or greater gift in one area over another. I have found that PAX is the source of anything I've ever wanted to ask, and again, that purity of intention and the volume of material that can come through, whether it's children's books or Due Unto Earth, he's flexible.
So you're not like Goda Mae Brown in the movie Ghost, right, where these spirits bother you day in and day out?
Oh, no. You know, it's interesting that you ask that, because it is the case with many channelers, and I hear people speak about they never get any rest, they're always being bothered by spirit. Well, the fact is, they clearly have not protected themselves verbally by requesting that not be the case. Pax and I only communicate when I sit down and ask for his presence, with one exception, and that exception is that I get a feeling, an intuitive feeling, that Pax is asking me to communicate. Mm-hmm. And that's a very strong feeling, and I can't deny it for very long. And when, in fact, I do sit down and begin, there is a strong reason and purpose why he has asked me to do so, because there's something he has to share.
Does he ever wake you up and go,
no?
Hey, Carol, I got to tell you this right now.
No, actually he doesn't. But certainly many people that I'm sure you've spoken with do have that happen to them.
Sure.
But no, not at all.
Penelope, where do you take this next as an author?
Well, we have plans for further future books with Pax. And Pax says, you know, we're a good team, we three.
Yeah.
So there will be more, and specifically what I'm interested in is more of a continuation of what we've already been doing. And as I read back on Do Unto Earth, I've noticed at least, you know, a dozen times where Pax has said, you know, we will speak of this further or in the future, kind of when maybe when this book has gone out into the population and it starts to work on our consciousness and raise consciousness globally, that the time will come where there will be more information and more that Pax wishes to share.
Penelope, where is your book, Do Under Earth, available?
Amazon. So you can go to paxwisdom.com and see all of the links, you know, the paperback and we have an audiobook as well, the Kindle. So they're all on Amazon and can be easily found through our website.
All right, we're going to take calls next hour for both of you. Penelope, of course, we know what type of questions that you're going to probably be feared with. As far as you, Carol, you don't immediately channel Pax, as Penelope was saying. Is that correct?
I don't.
Okay. I didn't want a lot of people calling saying, I want to talk to Pax. So we won't do that. So just questions, folks. We'll be back in a moment.